Exclusive video Freedom Convoy supporter. Media are destroying families. My sister won't speak to me. By Robert Krajicek on February 14, 2022. Wayne, a demonstrator supporting the Freedom Convoy in Ottawa, on, told Breitbart News on Saturday that families are being destroyed by divisions related to the politics of COVID-19. My sister won't speak to me, and she's got two nephews that I adore, said Wayne, who traveled to Ottawa from Toronto. She won't speak to me, it's ridiculous. He said his sister was brainwashed into supporting lockdowns as a necessary medical measure in the context of COVID-19. Breitbart News invited Wayne to make some remarks on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's repeated denigration of Canadians' opposed policies as a fringe minority of anti-vaxxer mobs who engage in racist, misogynistic attacks. Trudeau impugned the intelligence of those rejecting vaccinations, saying they are very often misogynistic and racist. Wayne stated, "Everything that comes out of Trudeau's mouth is just theater. He is threatening people who are peaceful, who basically just want to be left alone, to go about their business, to go about their day. I know people who are about to or have lost jobs," he added. "When you lose a job, it's devastating." Wayne said he came to the nation's capital to experience the demonstration firsthand without news media filters. "It's about time," he said of the demonstration against governmental restrictions against human rights marketed as public health measures. "People can't live in fear. They can't be isolated. They can't suffer from isolation and being alone. And also being stigmatized for a personal decision that should be nobody else's business." Maskless faces among most Freedom Convoy truckers and supporters were a pleasure to see, he concluded.